Hi everyone, welcome back to the Start Now podcast. This is your host, Lumi speaking. So in this episode, I have Kylie, the owner of the KY Selenite Crystal Co. She is a small business owner who makes all natural, completely organic, vegan candles, as well as bath soaks. So I actually found Kylie through Facebook over a year ago. She had posted a picture of her candle and I absolutely loved it. I had to check her Instagram out and you can see it for yourself. It's KY underscore Selenite Crystal Co. Each one of her candles are absolutely gorgeous. She uses real flowers as well as selenite crystals in each of her candles and she arranges her flowers so beautifully and each of them are just very unique and very pretty. You have to check it out. So I was very excited when she agreed to be on my podcast to share her story on how she started her business and all the things that she has learned along the way. She started her business over 3 years ago and now she distributes her candles to over 40 boutique stores in America, which is very impressive. Yeah, so I hope you all enjoyed this interview.
Hi there, yay!
Wow. It's so weird to see you in real life.
Oh my gosh, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, are you staying safe?
Yes, I'm in Florida. How's California?
It's good. It's so creepy going to the store and I can't bring my son with me, so that's already weird enough. And then it's just so quiet around town, but actually they just opened up the beaches on Friday.
Oh, wow. So, officially, huh?
I mean, they opened them up so like surfers could surf and like, but there's cops everywhere. They're not allowed to like go and lay out on the beach. So that's a bummer, but it's just so eerie walking around with masks and everybody has gloves on. Mm-hmm. It's such a creepy feeling.
Yeah.
Anyway. And it's,
yeah.
But it stinks too because it's probably like 80 degrees outside right now here. And you're just like, I want to go to the freaking beach.
I know. It's beautiful. It's like perfect weather. It's same in Florida. It's very warm, but it's very quiet as well.
It's quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Well, so, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for doing this with me. So I record it and then I post the videos on YouTube. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. The goal is I just want to hear your story and how was it like to run your business from home and how you started it and what was your, experience before you started your business, right?
Okay.
So why don't you just start telling us more about yourself?
Of course. So my name is Kylie Andino. I am 24 years old. I just turned 24 and I am a mommy of a, he's going to be three in August. Mm-hmm. And I am the owner and founder of KY Selenite Crystal Co. I hand make 100% organic, non-toxic and all natural items made with selenite crystal. And selenite crystal is essentially a healing crystal. It blocks all negative energy from your being. It's a mind, body, and spirit detox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I make candles, I make soaps and scrubs that actually have selenite crystal inside of them as well.
Okay.
And I run my business from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So I think I found you on one of the Facebook groups and I saw this beautiful picture of your candle and I went on your Instagram right away. And then there were so many pretty amazing like candles and I've just been obsessed since then.
Oh, thank you. I put a lot of love inside of each one that I make.
Yeah.
And I think that to make them unique in my perspective is I always try to do a different design with the flowers on each candle.
Mm-hmm.
And my inspiration for the flowers, because when I first started making candles, I had no idea how to do it. I had just gotten back into my business because when I first started out, I started out as KY bath soaks and scrubs. Mm-hmm. And so I only made my bath soaks and my bath scrubs with the selenite crystal. Mm-hmm. And then my mom got really sick again. Okay. So I put it, and my son was still very little. Mm-hmm. So I put that after like about a year of doing just that, I put everything aside and just focused on my family for a little bit, mm-hmm. but I really missed it. And so I think that I gave myself about a 6-month period of just not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And then I remember waking up one morning and just, and felt so inspired to do it again. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling my son's father, like, oh, I think I want to start making candles. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me like I was freaking crazy. He's like, wait, what? Like, do you even know how to do that? First of all. And second of all, we live in a tiny apartment. where are you going to make candles? How are you going to do that? You're crazy. Mm-hmm. And I totally ignored him and was like, whatever, you can think whatever you want. And I started reading crazy. I started just looking up videos, anything I could get my hands on to get the most resources to try to make candles. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing it, and obviously first time go was absolutely terrible. But knowing someone that doesn't know how to make candles, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Like,
yeah.
But there's a lot of things that people don't know about. Like, there's a lot of science to making a candle.
Right.
It's a lot. Well, the wax has to mix with the fragrance right. And if the wax doesn't mold right, then you have to get a new fragrance or you have to try a new wax. And then going into like the vessels, like you got to make sure that the wick is perfect for the vessel, because if it doesn't, then it creates like a tunneling. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know anything about that. And I just kept trying and trying, and it was really exhausting and really tiring. And I almost gave up, but then I really wanted to do this. Like, it was because I had so much fun making them too.
Yeah.
And looking back, I can't believe that just one idea had turned into what it is now. Yeah. I'm so grateful, because right now I'm in 39 stores and I love my customers so much. They're so loyal to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a crazy, crazy journey of just one idea of, oh, I'm going to make candles.
Yeah. And being in the 39 stores, that's amazing. And they're not just in California. They're all over the States.
Yes, they are. They are. And they're beautiful stores too. Beautiful boutiques. Mm-hmm. It's just been such a pleasure to get to know also my customers as well. They're all so sweet and so nice and so understanding. It's hard when you're doing stuff with glass, because obviously sometimes things tend to break in the mail. Mm. And so, but they're very understanding. I'm usually really quick to get them back to replacing them, but I love every single one of my girls. I actually just started a Facebook group for my wholesale.
Right, that's right.
And right now I have about 500 women and boutique owners in it. And I miss them when I don't talk to them every day. Yeah. It's my little sleepy home zone.
That's amazing.
And so
500. Wow. Oh, that's big. I'm in it too, but I'm not a boutique owner, but I just wanted to be, you know, inside. But I think when I first joined, there were less than 100 people. So now it's up to 500. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I'm really bad about, my Instagram, to be honest with you. I hate Instagram. I don't hate it, because it's brought me obviously to you, and it's brought me to a lot of other people around the world to see my things. But at the same time, I hate posting. I don't know how to market very well, and it stinks, because I mean, sometimes I want to just post a picture of it because I feel like the products speak for themselves in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So coming up with a caption and just the whole idea of posting constantly, so then you stay active and people remember you. I get it 100%, but I'm terrible at it. I'm so bad about it. Sometimes I go like 3 or 4 days without posting and I'm like, oh,
I think that's okay. That's, you know, lately Instagram algorithm and things, how even like hashtags don't necessarily work as much anymore. So we don't really know how it works. But whenever I do visit your page, it's beautiful. Like you said, the products speak for themselves. And whenever I do see it, like I want to buy it, you know? Yeah.
Oh, you're so sweet. I originally when I like I was saying with the candles, when I had started them, I knew that I wanted to make them different. So I wanted them to stand out from other candles, because candles and candle business it's so competitive. Like there's so many great products and so many great candles out there that it's really hard. Mm-hmm. And so when I started, I was like, okay, well, I have to make it different, and I have to make them organic, and I have to make them completely all natural, just like my soaks. I got to stick by that for me. Mm-hmm. And at first I started like just playing around with like the flowers. Like I had them kind of everywhere in the candle. It wasn't really necessarily like the whole like thing that they are now. I don't know how I would say that. They're not as pretty. They were just like flowers in random places. And I remember going out to dinner at a really good restaurant. It was a super nice restaurant here in Newport Beach, California. And have you ever eaten like at a restaurant that the plate was so pretty that you didn't want to eat it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was like my inspiration for the lineup of the flowers that they are now. I wanted to look like a plate up of food.
Wow, that's awesome.
So okay. That's how I came up with that one.
Awesome. Okay, so let's go back a little bit. How long has it been since you started?
I've probably been doing everything a total of 2.5 years.
Okay. And but you started the candles after that, right?
Yes, I've probably been only doing the candles for about 1.5 years now.
Okay. And as of right now, do you sell more candles or your soaps?
It's candles are definitely my main thing that I sell.
I see. Okay. So for those other people out there who might be trying to start their own business and or might be very new to this, do you have any advice for them? What would you tell yourself when you were just starting out?
What would I tell myself when I first started? Anything is possible. Like I said in the beginning of this, that this whole entire thing just came from a thought. Mm-hmm. And I put that thought into action. Mm-hmm. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't be discouraged, especially when you're starting out. You're going to get a lot of feedback that might not sound well in the beginning, but every step is a learning step. And anything that someone has to say, that even if it's negative, you can grow from that no matter what. Mm-hmm. And the possibilities are completely endless. It's ultimately up to you. Mm-hmm. Motivation. There's days where you're not going to wake up and you're going to feel tired and you're not going to want to get out of bed, and you just have to stay motivated and you have to have that right mindset to just keep going. Mm-hmm. And all those sleepless nights, your brain just not stopping, it's all going to be worth it in the end. Mm-hmm. So just never give up and pursue what you want to.
Yes, that's right.
And help, reach out for help, because you're going to need it.
Definitely, most definitely. Yeah, when you first start, it's like your baby, right? It's your business and you started it from the ground up. So it's kind of difficult to ask for help, because you also, that means have to trust the other person to do the job well.
You know, that's so funny that you say that, because like I told you earlier, I literally do everything by myself. And for this Mother's Day, I wanted to do something really fun and really cool and really neat for the moms and have them feel luxurious. And I want them to feel super special. So I came up with an idea to do a little gift set. And I wanted to include something new and fun. And one of my girlfriends, she makes handmade little wallets made out of real leather. Okay. And so I had never asked anybody for help before, and I never asked to do like a collaboration is what you call it. And I decided to do it. I'm really excited about it. They look great. The boxes are coming along really nicely. But at the same time, as a business owner, this is my baby. Yeah. If things were to go wrong, it makes me so nervous to just be like, this has my name on it.
That's right.
On the bottom. And what if she couldn't make all of the ones that I needed? Or there's so many different questions that pop up into your brain of whether or not it's a good idea or if it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
So see, this is my first collaboration. It's going very well this time and I'm super excited to do it.
When is Mother's Day? Is that coming up soon?
On the 10th of May. Okay. So it's coming up. I already have sold 150 gift sets.
Wow.
So
it's amazing. So girls are very busy then.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It's a very good busy though.
Yeah, that's definitely, especially during this time when small businesses are struggling, but it's good.
I know. It actually breaks my heart. I'm fortunate enough to not have a brick and mortar up yet. That's obviously the dream down the line, but it's so unfortunate for all small business owners right now. There's so much going on and some aren't able to open back up. And some of the ladies on my group are saying that they don't know if they're going to be able to open back up after this whole pandemic is over. And it breaks my heart because I know how hard I've worked for what I have right now. I can't even imagine how much they've worked and all the love and effort they've put into opening up the whole storefront.
Yeah, definitely.
So
it is difficult. Is there something that do you think people don't know about candle making?
I guess when I first started making candles too, the big thing was the diffusers.
Okay.
Because it was always like, oh, well, the diffusers, like candles are so bad for you. They're super toxic. They're bad for your environment around you, like people breathing them in and out. And it's honestly true. And it was such a bummer to read and hear about all that because before I had to make candles, I loved candles. I've always been such a candle person, and reading all the toxins that come out of when you're actually burning the candle, it broke my heart. And so the diffusers had came out with the essential oils. And so I knew that when I first started making candles, I said, okay, well, I have to make them organic and I have to make them safe for anybody that's around it. So one of my big things was, I know that a lot of people get headaches from candles because my mom gets crazy migraines too. So I wanted to make them fresh. I'm all about the fresh smells. Obviously, I come out with a bunch of different scents during holidays and just like little features here and there, but I always stick to my main signature scent collection. And it's all like fresh smelling and floral. I think that when I want customers to light my candle, I want them to feel like they're in a different place, and I want it to take them back to a special memory in their heart. But I know that I also wanted to make it safe for them to not feel like they're burnt, like that they're not getting a lot of negative toxins in their life, because a lot of my customers, you never know, they have children. And I know that I feel safe burning my candles around my son or burning my candles around my mom, who can't handle a lot of bad things. And so that's why I use 100% organic soy wax. And that's why I use, even my wood wicks that I use are completely all natural. And I just want everybody to know that I made them as safe as I could as a maker.
Yeah, definitely. But I am interested to know though, because you say you're not good at like Instagram marketing, but how do you market your products besides Instagram? Do you have other, do you pay for ads or?
I don't use the ads quite yet. It's literally just Facebook. It's Facebook and Instagram that I've been doing most of my marketing on so far. And it's hard. I wish that I did have a lot more resources to it, because candles are, like we said, very competitive and selling and the marketing. And there's so many gorgeous candles out there too. I think sometimes I'm so critical about my things. I always say that it could be better. It could be better. I could do something better.
Right.
But I always wish that I did take more advantage of the marketing and the options to market them. Mm-hmm. I think that right now, though, I'm just more focused on getting my orders out.
Yeah.
I wake up every morning, 3, sometimes 2 in the morning, and I make candles until my son wakes up.
Wow.
And he wakes up, it's breakfast, and then I stay at my mom's when I do have to make candles, and she helps me. I don't know what I would do without my mom helping me with my son, because he is so young. Mm-hmm. It's definitely super challenging, because you definitely get the mom guilt of, well, it's gorgeous outside. I should be outside with my son right now. But at the same time, I still have to make 85 more candles and ship them all out on time. Mm-hmm. So that's been a really big thing with me. Mm-hmm. But I think that in the future, I think maybe I'll want to get some help doing some things. Mm-hmm. And then I can start reaching out to like more marketing things and trying to market them more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. But as of right now, you don't even have to worry about marketing, because you have enough orders every day.
Yeah. It's getting a lot. It's really amazing that the growth of it. Mm-hmm. I just have to remind myself every day to stay motivated. Maybe that's the wrong word. That is the wrong word, because I'm definitely motivated to do it. It's honestly just physically and mentally tired, where I want to not do anything for like a whole day, just like not touch my phone, not touch my computer. Mm-hmm. And I definitely take those days every once in a while, but you definitely get that guilt of, okay, well, it's not like I don't have my shipments in to make them, like, so I should be in the garage and I should be doing this right now. But it's honestly, you come before anything else, because without you, your mental and physical and emotional health if you didn't have that, then you don't have anything. Right. So I think I have to remind myself to take some me time to just decompress for a little bit and not feel bad for that. And so that's one of my really big things. Mm-hmm. I would love help sooner. I would love help down the line here, but I'm really crazy about my stuff. Like how we were talking earlier about, it's hard to like do things with other people, because I've been doing this for so long by myself that if someone tried to come in and like not even like mean to tweak something, I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
I'm too like, I'm super I micromanage you 100%.
Yeah. I totally get that. I was going to say, okay. Yeah. I'm the same way, because I'm very motivated and I have all these ideas. And then I have always taken too much projects on. And I have the passion for them. I'm super motivated and I have the plans. But then I overwork myself and then end up crashing for a few days or a couple days. And then I feel so bad, even when I'm like just tired and I'm like, okay, I should be working. I should be spending my time working on that little project or that task. But then I'm just mentally tired, you know. I think it's because we're trying to do the administrative works and also the creative side as well. And then I just get tired after, I don't know, answering a few emails or talking to a couple people. And then when it comes to like doing your work, the creative work, I just don't have the creative juices running anymore, you know. Yeah.
I think that I completely empathize with you with that, because, you know, I didn't really feel I wanted to do so much and so many things when I first started, that I kind of lost myself in that because I was trying too many different things. And then not only that, that's super overwhelming to even your customers mm-hmm. when they like go on your website. And it's so funny because with more work, with more like ideas comes more work and more responsibility. And so I have to catch myself from doing that, from coming to that point, because obviously we have creative minds and our brain is just constantly thinking of new things to do and new things to try. And oh my gosh, that sounds so fun. Let's do that. I should do this, do that. But then at the same time, I have to step myself back and be, well, there, sister, you already have a lot on your plate right now. Like, do you really want to introduce something new? Mm-hmm. I do it a lot with scents.
Mm-hmm. Scents.
Like, with, yeah, like different candle scents. Like, I'm super crazy about it because you find all this new stuff and you're like, oh my gosh, like, how could you not want that? Like, come on. Mm-hmm. And then I will buy them and I'll do it. And then next thing you know, you'll have a bunch of people ordering a bunch of different things. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I have to make 10 of that scent, 20 of that one, or this many of that one. And you're just like, it's so overwhelming. And I just have to, that's when I take the features back and I'm like, okay, we've had them on there for a couple of weeks. Like, it's time to go back to my normal one.
Yeah.
I had just recently came out with the new beginnings and the decade. Mm-hmm. I did it for 2020 mm-hmm. and I added those to my signature collection mm-hmm. just because honestly, I fell in love with those scents. Like yeah. I loved them so much and I had to like hold on to them and mm-hmm. they do really well. So I was like, okay, well, we might as well keep them
yeah.
to hang out with for a while.
Yeah.
But I think that it's just time and like, it's a lot of time management because you just have to remember, okay, well, think of everything you're doing right now. Are you mentally and physically going to be okay after you add on all these other projects?
That's right.
Yeah. And
yeah, just because the idea is good doesn't mean it's the right time to do them, right?
Yeah. And you know what? And it's definitely like, don't let the fear of it not being a good idea also hold you back from doing it. Because when I start with the candles, like, you could spend all this money because it's actually really expensive to start a candle company. Like,
I bet. How was it like? How did you, what did you start with? Did you have like savings, that you had and then you like invested all of it for your business?
So when I had quite a bit of savings from my soaks and scrubs when I first started just doing that. And then but it's so funny that you say that because I think I only had like $40 in my bank account when I started candles.
Mm-hmm.
And I used that last $40 to go get supplies from Michael's.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, well, I'm not gonna, and it took me a really long time too to figure out, the whole wholesale thing. Like, I didn't know that you could buy things in bulk yet, honestly.
Uh-huh.
So it took me quite a while to like, once I started really getting orders, I was just buying stuff from like my local farmer's market that sold like little bags of organic soy wax.
Mm-hmm.
And they made organic fragrance oils. So I was spending a lot of money with them and then my orders kept stacking up and I was running out of supplies. And so I had to, finally someone was like, you know, you could buy that in bulk, right? You just have to look online.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I did. I finally was like, oh my gosh, I can get a freaking 100-pound bag of organic soy wax if I want to.
Yeah, and for much cheaper.
For much cheaper. Oh my gosh. That was like a game changer for me.
Yeah, I bet. That's amazing.
Because I kept waiting around for the market to come around too. And I'm like, I don't have any supplies to make anything. I have to wait for them to come. And then I have to spend like $70 for like a little 10-pound bag.
Oh my goodness. So you were making maybe $5 or $10 per candle?
Oh my gosh, no, like maybe $3, three to like $2.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
For a long time too, like for a really long time I was doing that. And then finally someone's like, you know, you can do that. I'm like, really? That's thanks. Okay.
But it's a learning curve. You have to make mistakes and then learn from it, right?
Yes.
Maybe you weren't ready to handle hundreds, I don't know, what do you say, pounds of wax?
Oh, I know. No, not yet. I wasn't. Then I was just maybe doing a few orders here and there, but... Mm-hmm. And I was using like the different like vessels, and then I finally like, and then I got introduced to like the bulk, and then I was buying like the big bowls that I have now, and it's just been it's been so fun too, because like I said, you never stop learning about new things, and especially with wholesale too. I didn't even know what wholesale was, and someone had asked me, "Oh, do you do wholesale?" Mm-hmm. I remember going like, "Oh, is wholesale like?"
Yeah.
And I like looked it up on the internet, and I read about it, and I'm like, I still don't understand what this is. And then finally someone had told me the like what it was, and I was like, oh my gosh, well yeah, I guess I could do that, like why not. But when I first started doing wholesale, I was like, I had my, because all my stuff is organic and I take so much pride into it, I priced them like an idiot for $20 for wholesale price, and nobody was buying anything, and I just was getting so frustrated. I was like, why are people not buying these, like and then finally like someone had to kick me in the butt again and be like, hey girl, like listen, your stuff is very unique and very well, but if you have it priced down lower, you'll sell, because at that point it's not throwing around numbers to just play around with. So she's like, you need to sit down, you need to price everything out, like everything out, what it costs you, and then you put your margin on it. And that's when I came up with my wholesale price for each candle. It's a lot of work, and it's not just, oh, here it is, like ta-da. It's sitting down and taking, if you take pride into what you're doing, then you'll definitely do every step and not cut corners to get there.
How much is your wholesale?
They're $14.50 each, and if so, they you get that price if you purchase 15 or more.
15 or more?
Yes.
Okay.
15 or more, that's my wholesale price.
Yeah.
And then the retail, oh I'm sorry girl,
go ahead it's okay. And the retail?
Oh, and the retail is 32, but I have some places that sell them for $40. I sell them on my website for 32, but I have a few places. There's one in Texas that sells them for $40 each candle.
Wow. Yeah, people would buy a candle for $40, but it lasts long and it smells good. And it's so pretty and unique. So I think, $32, $40, I think that's pretty decent price. But don't tell your customers that it's cheaper on your website. Yeah.
Like the wholesale thing, it's like, once I send them to you, they're yours. Like, you do what you will with them. Like,
I thought it was super cool that you were giving out free samples to your wholesale owners, right?
Yes. You know what? Honestly, that was probably one of the biggest. It wasn't a mistake. I take that back.
Okay.
I just, like I said, it was an idea because I wanted, because it's so hard for boutique owners to buy that many candles and not even know what they smell like.
Right.
And so, and that group, I'm so trusting with that group too. So it's like, because I've had so many times where I've sent out samples, like even from Instagram, and the next thing I know, they're making candles with the designs like mine and the same scents. And so it bummed me out so bad, because it's just, I've like to think of myself as a big hearted person, and I'm obviously willing to help if you would have just asked me if what I could do to like help you, but And I've had probably four or five people that I've sent samples to from Instagram take my idea and run with it. And so I had to stop doing samples, and it was such a bummer. So when I came up with my full cell group, I was so excited because I was like, okay, well, I actually have a good foundation of women that I can trust that I can do this with. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it was an idea, and a really good idea, because mm-hmm. I have gotten a lot of sales from it. But at the same time, I was so excited about it that I didn't price anything out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really take into consideration of how much work it would have been on top of my real orders that like were needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And how expensive everything would be. And it was really, really expensive. And I think my next go around with it, it's obviously going to have to be a little bit more expensive just because of material and shipping alone.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to do it again. I just had to have more thought put into it.
Yeah. Were you giving it, just the wax part, or did you also give them like the flowers and decorations too?
They were like in little shot glasses, you know, like the little tiny like tea light ones. No, it was just the wax in the scents. Like it was a mini candle. It didn't have any flowers on it.
I see.
But they were expensive.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
A case of those things, like a case of 58 of them, it was like $200.
Oh my goodness.
And then that's not including like the wax that goes into each one, and then the wicks, and then the scent. I was like, oh my God. And then shipping was $8 for each, or it was like $9, and I was only charging $7 for them.
Wow. That's crazy.
So I that's not their fault. That was completely 100% my fault.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you got a lot of sales out of that, that it wasn't a complete loss.
I didn't really care about that. You know what? If they enjoyed them, they were really excited about them, and they posted pictures on my wall, and that makes me happy.
Yes.
If people are happy, then that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because when you do a business, you obviously do it for yourself and like and everything, but at the same time, you want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's what Kai Sell Unite Crystal Co. is all about, is making people feel special and loved and unique. Mm-hmm. Because that's why I work so hard on my products, because when people open up their mail and look at the candle or look at the soap, I want them to feel what I feel. I want them to feel like the love that I put into everything.
Yeah, for sure. That's amazing. Okay, well, thank you, Kylie. It was very nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad that we finally got to do this.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, thank you so much.